The business news starts with a public look at a drug executive's pay. The uproar over CEO salaries and perks may get a little louder today. Some shareholders plan a noisy protest vote at drug maker Pfizer's annual meeting in Lincoln, Nebraska. They are angry at the Pfizer board of directors for backing a pay package for chief executive Hank McKinnell worth $65 million. McKinnell earned that much since 2001, even though Pfizer's stock is hovering near a seven-year low. NPR's Alex Markels reports.
Hank McKinnell has plenty of reason to be down in the dumps these days. His company is about to lose patent protection on its popular anti-depression drug Zoloft. And Pfizer's biggest selling product, the cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor, is also facing increased competition. Last year, Pfizer took the unusual step of publicly downgrading its growth prospects, and it's done the same thing to McKinnell's salary. But that still hasn't stopped some shareholders from complaining.
The people we've talked to are absolutely universally appalled at what's happened with respect to compensation, appalled at what's happened with this company particularly.
That's Dallas money manager Fred Rowe. He's been asking shareholders to voice their disapproval with the people who decide how much Pfizer pays its top executives.
What we want to do is hold directors accountable for overpaying chief executive officers. And to that end, what we've urged people to do is withhold their votes for the Pfizer board members who are also on the compensation committee.
Rowe and other shareholder activists say McKinnell's pay package is a prime example of the disconnect between how an executive performs and how that person is paid. Take the money set aside for McKinnell's retirement, $6.5 million a year for as long as he lives.
It has absolutely nothing to do with his performance, which, at least during the last 5 years, has been abysmal.
That's Nell Minow. She's the founder of the watchdog group, The Corporate Library. Minow says Pfizer's board used to be considered a leader in responsible governance. But that changed earlier this year when it revamped the way it compensates top executives. The board cut the length of time over which it measures part of McKinnell's performance, from 5 years to 3. Minow says the change could make it easier for McKinnell to earn the $5.5 million long-term payout he took home last year.
What they've done here with this compensation plan is they've essentially changed the rules to make sure that he continued to hit his numbers. The problem is that there are compensation consultants who are retained by companies who can find some way to tell you you're doing a great job. All of the CEOs are like the children in Lake Wobegon. They're all above average.
That's not how Pfizer's lead director, Stan Eikenberry, sees it.
All of the compensation, both for Hank McKinnell and other members of the leadership team at Pfizer, is based on and linked tightly to performance. This past year, for example, was a tough year for Pfizer, and Hank's compensation went down by about 25%.
Eikenberry says the board recently changed Pfizer's bylaws to ensure shareholders, like the ones headed to Lincoln tomorrow, have more say on issues like executive pay. Not that it matters much to shareholders with the loudest voices, the institutional investors who own the bulk of Pfizer's stock. Prudential analyst Tim Anderson says he and the mutual fund managers he advises pay attention to bigger numbers.
All of these companies, at least the ones that I cover, are generating profits of several billion a year, and executive compensation just doesn't move that bottom line.
That fact probably won't reduce the grief McKinnell will get from shareholders at today's annual meeting. But he does have a few things to feel good about. Pfizer is expecting FDA approval of a new stop-smoking drug, as well as a sleeping pill, which should at least keep him from losing sleep at night. Alex Markels, NPR News, Washington.